You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Church workers and graduate level church work students. There is a graduate level church work student in this room.
Hey, that's me.
If you are looking to refine your God-given talents and skills in spiritual care, we have a conversation for you today. This does apply to you,
it
Sarah.
Does.
And others who are either church workers or graduate level church work students. We're going to talk about developing your skills from a historic Lutheran perspective with Pastor Brian Heller in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can learn more about Concordia University, Wisconsin by visiting cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, the Reverend Brian Heller. He's manager for the LCMS Office of National Mission Mercy Training. Today, we're going to talk about LCMS Specialized Spiritual Care Ministry. Chaplain Heller, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
You know, I call you Chaplain Heller. I call you Pastor Heller. Those kind of seem interchangeable.
It's true. But
that's because you have served as a chaplain in an institution. And we're going to talk about what that looked like for you and for others as well. So we're going to talk about Lutheran visitation education. Let's start with, what is Lutheran visitation?
Yeah, thanks so much. So Lutheran visitation, this is really what church workers really, excel at, especially in the Lutheran Church, especially in Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We do a really, really good job at visiting our people. Serving as a chaplain, both in a nursing home setting and a hospital setting, I can tell you firsthand that a lot of other church bodies, a lot of the religions do not do visitation like we do. So it's something that's been ingrained in us, something that we have a rich history within Lutheran from our Lutheran forefathers that have been handed down to us, from Scripture himself, from Jesus, who calls us to visit those in need, to visit the sick, to visit the poor, and to visit our folks and really be concerned about their faith, about their spiritual care, and really help bring that word of God, bring those promises of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation, that gospel message to all those that he has entrusted to our care.
Do you have some stories of your own time serving as a chaplain, as pastor, examples of what visitation looked like for you?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, visitation can look a whole lot of different ways. Probably what folks are most familiar with that are listening are, you know, when the pastor comes and visits you, if you're having a surgery at the hospital, maybe he visits you in the house after you've had a baby, you know, prior to the baptism. Things like that are pretty common. But then also we have Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod folks serving in chaplaincy roles across different institutions, including prisons, hospitals, nursing homes, serving with police and fire departments, so many different things. So I'll give you an example. One time while I was serving as a chaplain in a hospital, I had this little boy about 10 years old in our pediatrics unit. His parents and him belonged to a mega church, and the I continually hear from the parents that the pastors were too busy to visit, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe they get a visit from someone from the congregation if they were lucky, but definitely nothing consistent. The boy had his arm amputated from an accident. And so just a very serious thing, something that you expect that he'd be being visited on like a weekly basis. But he was there for a few months, got two visits from, no visits from pastors, two visits from members of the congregation. So I would go in and really, you know, he wasn't in a place that he felt comfortable about talking about theology. And again, he's 10, right? You know, he's got a lot of stuff going on. So he knew, you know, when Chaplain Heller visited, we're going to play a little bit of Mario Kart, right? So we go in, you know, they had a Wii at the time set up. So we'd, you know, so my visitation looked like playing Mario Kart with him and we'd race and stuff like that. After a few of these visits with him, probably about the fourth time we did this, he paused the game. His car had run off the thing. And he said, you know, I wish you know, life was like this where I could come back, you could come back. I forgot exactly what he said. I want to say fully restored. That's definitely not what he said, you know, for a 10-year-old, but to that extent, right? Yeah. And then that really opened up the opportunity, the door to talk to him about this and talk to him about, hey, like, you know, tell me about what's going on with you. You know, how are you handling this? And then when the opportunity arose, you know, you are a new creation in God, and he loves you. He cares for you. I'm a sign that he has not given up for you, because he, you know, he has sent me to bring you his word, bring you his promises, and you do have eternal life in him, and he will restore you. And so it was just beautiful to see that play out. So that's just an example of visitation, and maybe that visitation not looking like it typically would, mm-hmm. as we're used to.
So something as simple as just a few minutes playing Mario Kart, and an example from that where the character, the car goes off the track, but the character comes back restored, renewed, and prompts a conversation between you and a 10-year-old boy about what does that restoration in Christ look like?
Exactly.
I also have to know, did he beat you at Mario Kart?
Oh, he was really good. So he had a little bit more time to play than I did.
Who knew Mario Kart would be a valuable skill?
I mean, building rapport, that's a thing.
What's important in a visitation experience like that, in this specialized spiritual care, what's important that happens during that time together?
Yeah, it's really, I mean, two big things for yourself is the ability to being there to listen, being present with them. And as one pastor has said, and this has always stuck with me, remembering what the person has to say is important, right? So, you know, if you visit a memory care unit, I did this all the time. Folks would tell me the same story over and over again, but, you know, not being bored with them, not saying, okay, I heard this again, you know, but just saying what they have to say is important, and being active listening skills, being present with them, and also having that self-awareness about yourself. So if this boy wanted to start talking about what happened to him, but I was uncomfortable with talking about what happened with him, I might redirect that conversation somewhere else, and we may not get to how Christ restores us, you know, in the work that he did for us on the cross, because I'm uncomfortable with where this is going. So having that awareness and working through that and saying, okay, like, this is what's happening with me. I'm going to work through this so I can provide the word of God, the full counsel of God to this person with me. So really, those are two big things: active listening, being empathetic, things like that. That's all included with that. And also having that self-awareness too. And we see this play out, these skills consistently play out in the way that Lutherans have done visitation too.
Yeah, those are some very specific ways that our church workers are trained to do visitation in a way that brings the comfort of being there in person, but also bringing God's word to people who are hurting. How is Lutheran visitation by church workers different from other types of visitation that somebody might experience, like from a social worker or something?
Yeah, exactly. So usually, and I would always, for our church workers who are ecclesiastically endorsed, that's a whole nother discussion we can talk about another time. But for those that are doing this full time in chaplaincy roles, our pastors or deaconesses, you know, one of the things I always encourage folks to do is to wear the uniform. So wear the deaconess garb, wear the collar. And really, I mean, just like, you know, that you can go to a police officer, you know, they're in full uniform. If you need help, you can go to the that a pastor, a deaconess, they're going to be talking to you about spiritual things. And that's really, you know, what sets us apart is we're there, we can give them the time, and they know that we're there to be with them. And they know, you know, we're not ashamed of who we are in Christ, right? So that's why we're wearing the uniform. There's a cross, collar, all of these things. And they know that, hey, with this person, I can talk about maybe if I'm having marital issues, if I'm having issues with children, maybe I'm having a lack of faith. Maybe I want to talk more about faith. You're not going to do that with a social worker. You're not going to do that with a nurse. This is what sets us apart, is being able to be a place for his people to talk about those things that are sacred and hold that. And then, of course, through the work of the Holy Spirit, share that word of God, that counsel of God with them. You're not going to see that from social workers. You know, nurses, sure, they may, you know, allude to that, but really this is what we're specially trained to do.
We're talking with the Reverend Brian Heller. He's manager for the LCMS Office of National Mission Mercy Training. We're going to talk about an education opportunity for training in specialized spiritual care, particularly Lutheran visitation education. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50 plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we are talking with the Reverend Brian Heller, his manager for LCMS Office of National Mission in Mercy Training. We're talking about Lutheran visitation education today. There's an opportunity for training, particularly for church workers and graduate level church work students as well in Lutheran visitation education. That visitation education, there's some like rhyme there, isn't there? What is Lutheran visitation education?
Yes, this is a program run through Lutheran Church Missouri and LCMS Specialized Spiritual Care Ministry. And really, this program had fruition and came about based on models provided or seen with clinical pastoral education. So clinical pastoral education, probably not a lot of folks know about this. I didn't know about it being a seminary student myself. And this is an opportunity. This is the professional training for anyone of any religion to serve as a chaplain in different institutions. Clinical pastoral education has certainly a lot of blessings with it. They teach you those things I was talking about, the act of listening skills, the self-awareness, things of that nature. But there's also a lot of challenges that come with it too. So myself, I went through 4 units of, we're going to call it CPE, clinical pastoral education, CPE. I went through 4 units of it. Had different educators each time, and they all each brought different flavors. Some were not Christian, so there were some challenges there, especially when we talked about, hey, like, I can't do a joint worship service with a Muslim. Well, why not? You know, and so, like, having to, you know, explain that, which is beneficial in itself, but sometimes those conversations don't always go the best, right? And so, and the big thing that was lacking is a lot of the material for clinical pastoral education is based on current research methodologies, which is good. I mean, God certainly grants us wisdom, but there was no theology basis, and especially for us, no Lutheran emphasis on what makes this visit a visit, right, from a Christian perspective. So I found that very lacking, and this Lutheran visitation education program is our approach to that same training, so same exact requirements. But instead of looking at, you know, we look at a little bit of the methodology and research that's out there, but we rely on a heavy emphasis on how Scripture talked about visitation? How has the early church fathers done this? How has Luther done this? So we look at how, you know, St. Ambrose took care of Augustine when he came to him, just struggling. And how does Ambrose care for someone, you know, solely, fully engulfed in sin? How does Luther care for a widow that's lost her husband? We look at these examples, and there's such a rich tradition of this that we learn, grow, and apply to spiritual care today.
So what are the components, those key parts of the Lutheran visitation education?
Yeah, so just like it follows a very similar makeup to what you'd find in a CPE program. So yes, I know people will hear the V word, verbatims, get a little bit nervous, but verbatims are an excellent thing where you analyze a visit that you did from yourself.
I've get heard feedback. About this.
Yes.
I haven't had to do it yet.
Just you wait, Sarah.
So, I know.
So we do verbatims. We do a really cool thing. I thought this was excellent in CPE. It's called group practicum, and it gives one student to act as a caregiver to another student who's a care receiver. And for 10 minutes, they provide actual real life care to another student. And after that 10 minutes, that student that was receiving care can give feedback directly to the person giving the care. I mean, you can't do that on visits, right? Like, you talk to them, hey, how did I do? You know, and just, you know, so this is a really unique opportunity to reflect.
Please take my survey.
Exactly.
Thankfully, we do not do that in real life.
Right. And so, but this gives an opportunity to say, when you said that, I thought that was really good. Maybe, you know, this hit me a different way than maybe intended. So maybe be careful of that. And you also get feedback from the instructors and the rest of the classmates too. So it's really cool because, I mean, you're not going to find that anywhere else, right? Yeah. You know, so really good practical experience. And then again, we've got didactics on the things I was talking about. How do the early church fathers do this? How does scripture speak about this? Do we do this in Lutheranism? As well as we've got some great video didactics from LCMS members across the Synod talking about how to incorporate hymnody in a visit. What does that look like, right? Yes. So I know that's, Sarah, you'd be about that. So,
yes.
you know, how do you build rapport and trust with firefighters and police officers, you know, if you're called into one of those situations? So a really diverse range of learning opportunities included in this course.
How does this fit in? How does Lutheran visitation education fit in the big picture of specialized spiritual care?
Right. So, yeah, this really helps build up those spiritual care skills that your church workers will have. Really helps them refine those skills, and it really is programs for anyone. We've had seminary students take this, get some seminary credit for it. And we've had pastors with over 40 years of experience coming in too and saying, "Hey, like, I wasn't aware I was doing this. You know, this is a great way of looking at it. I never thought about this approach founded in, you know, in our traditions." So really it's for everyone just to grow in the knowledge and art and science of providing spiritual care to those that God has entrusted us to give it to.
You mentioned it's an art and a science. Talk a little bit more about that, because I have been learning about what visitation is. And I mean, I've been a Lutheran for, you know, as long as I can remember, but I learned a lot of things about what that visitation means, what it looks like. Talk about that balance of things that we learn as an art and a science when a called worker does a visit for someone.
Yeah, so the science part is, right, learning those techniques, those theories. I mean, and I hate to call them theories, but, you know, the things that we've learned from history, from our traditions. So, you know, a lot of folks will say, and I agree, that Martin Luther used what we call cognitive behavioral therapy. You know, it wasn't called anything like that at the time. And a lot of the spiritual care he provided, so right, reframing how people are thinking about themselves and about others, especially about themselves, and encouraging, giving really good pastoral counsel there. So there is that science of learning, okay, like, this is what this person is struggling with. So that spiritual care diagnosing, assessment, treatment, you know, law, gospel, all those things coming together, right? So that's the science part of it. And the art is, everyone has different gifts that God has given to them in this. Everyone has different personalities. And so everyone is can do this different ways, and that's okay. You know, and so there's not just, and I always say this, there's not just one way of doing it. You know, the way that you might apply the things that you learned may look very differently than how I do it. And that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so we're able to, yes, the body of Christ provide spiritual care to a whole, you know, diverse group of folks, which is awesome.
So who's eligible for Lutheran visitation education? Who might be interested in who's eligible?
Yeah. So who's eligible, again, is the any roster church worker. So typically we see pastors, deaconesses, but we've had interest from teachers, DCEs. So if you're on the roster of the LCMS, you are eligible to take this. We'd love to have you. And also our graduate level church work students. So if you're a seminary student, a deaconess student at one of our seminaries, you'd be eligible to do this too. And the seminaries offer credit for this too. So you get a little bit of a bounce to do this too with your education.
That's good.
All right. So what do we need to know to register, to apply, to be a part of upcoming Lutheran visitation education?
Yeah. So the best way to find out more information about this program is checking the LCMS website, putting in Lutheran visitation education, and a link will pop up. It'll give you all the details about this, the program requirements, the costs, how much time you're expected to spend doing this. And for additional information too, always feel free to reach out to myself. The email address, specializedcare@lcms.org, and would love to give you more information about how to apply and all that fun stuff.
It's easy enough. We'll put those links in the show notes, of course. And for people in the pew, our non-rostered lay people, how can they encourage their pastor, their deaconess, their DCE to look into this, to attend this, to really gain all of this wisdom and knowledge?
Yeah. So definitely, you know, I'd encourage for our lady listening to encourage your church workers to do this, because when, you know, if you ever need to go to the hospital, if you're ever in time of need, maybe it doesn't even have to be a time of need. If you just want a visit from your church worker, you want that visit, you know, to be the best it can be, to be rooted in our rich tradition of visitation. And this is what this program will help equip your church workers to do. So I'd encourage you to be a support of this, you know, not just for yourselves, but for the whole body of Christ, for the homebound members in your congregation that your pastor and deaconess visit. You know, how can those visits just be the best that they can be, ashamedly Lutheran, ashamedly rooted in scripture, and so that they can provide the best spiritual care that they can give and also, you know, be refreshed themselves in that.
What's the format for this training? Is this a meeting in a class, or are there dates for this, or is this ongoing?
Yeah, so the class meets September through March over a course of 24 weeks. Expect to meet about 3 hours each week online as a group. So it's a really cool opportunity because you get to know LCMS church workers across the synod. We're just wrapping up our second group now, and so relatively new program, but each of these groups have really grown together as a group. You learn from each other from your different skill sets, your different experiences, things, which is a really, really cool opportunity. And then the bond and the, you know, collegiality that happens between these groups is just amazing. And so it's an incredible blessing for these church workers to be build one each other up and be built up by each other and have those lasting relationships post this. Another cool thing about this too is for church workers that want to do chaplaincy professionally, this is a recognized CPE equivalent program from the Association of Professional Chaplains. So that's the big board certifying agency out there. So a lot of institutions, you know, if you want to start with the Mayo Clinic, they require their chaplains to be board certified. If you want to be board certified, this is an opportunity to get, they require 4 units of CPE. This counts as 1 unit. So you get a little bit of head start on that too, professionally. So it's cool to get that national recognition as well.
Very good. Specializedcare@lcms.org is one way you can get information. We'll also share a link in the program notes as well. It's kind of a lengthy link. So we'll share a link to that with more information about Lutheran visitation education at lcms.org. You can find more information there. We'll share the link for that as well today. Our guest today, the Reverend Brian Heller, he's manager for the LCMS Office of National Mission Mercy Training. Thank you so much for sharing about Lutheran visitation education with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.